time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? Excited about today's show. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the MIAA postseason. We got a couple of teams left that we'll get to at the end. We do have a guest, though, and it's going to be the coach of the North Shore Navigators baseball team. Why have him on? Well, it's a good take. Drive down from the Valley, 25, 30 minutes or so to Lynn, and catch the Navigators this year. They're six games in. Semi-pro team, and they have all pretty much all Division One players on their team, including one from North Andover that we'll get to during the interview. But mainly, this is just having him on the show is the reason why is because it's such a good take for the summer. Cheap game, Fraser Field, get down there in Lynn. What a summer night that is! You know, very cheap, very cheap. Good parking in the heart of Lynn. And it's a heck of a ballpark, so historic, so old, but yet new. they've done a great job revamping that over the years. I played on it, Gloucester High School baseball. You know, I played against the Lynns there, and it's just fun atmosphere. I've been there. I used to live in Swampscott, so I went to a game or two there when I was there, and it's a lot of fun. Go down to Lynn and catch that team. And see some of those great college athletes that litter the roster. It's almost like, the Cape Cod League. It isn't, but, you know, there are tremendous Division I players and 2 and 3 on that roster. And Coach is going to tell us all about it after the break. And then after that, we're just going to bring you up to speed on who's left in the Valley in the postseason.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk, Don Nicastro back at it with our latest guest. It is going to be North Shore Navigators coach Bob Macaluso. What's going on, coach?
How's it going?
Good, good. Is this by math, is it about year six for you with the Navs?
Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah. I came in the COVID year, I think. And you know, your press release with the Navs was January 9th, 2020. Nobody knew what was happening in a few short weeks after that one.
Yeah, that's right. And we were in the Futures League that summer as well.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the league now?
We're in the New England Collegiate League.
Okay. Yeah. Who are some of the, bring me up to speed on sort of you know, how last year's team did and where you guys are looking to compete and who are some of the teams to watch in the league?
Well, we just missed the playoffs last year. And then this year, they restructured the league again. It was for the last 3 years, I believe, there were three divisions, the North, South, and the Coastal. We were in the Coastal, and that was the powerhouse division with Mystic, with Martha's Vineyard in Newport and Ocean State. And obviously Newport is the flagship team in the league, and they won it last year. They've won it the most, I believe. So that was a tough, the last 3 years have been really tough being in that Coastal division. This year it's back to the North and South, so we're in the North division.
Yeah. And looking at the list of colleges, you know, for your current roster, I mean, it's a great mix, a healthy mix of D1 and I would have to say mostly D1 kids. It looks like to me.
It's mostly D1 and there's a sprinkling of D3. We got Bowdoin in there. We got Bridgewater. We went back to back starts with Bridgewater State. And then last year we had Endicott with the Ryan with McDonough with the McDonough brothers.
Yeah.
People was McDonough Ryan. Yeah. And so yeah, let's sprinkle a D, and we have a D2 guy too from Woburn, Jackson Powers, this year, but it's mainly D1 players. Yes, the league is mainly D1 players.
Yeah, and the kids coached, is there like an age cutoff? Like when they're done with college, they're done, or their last year they're done? Like, or is there no cutoff, kind of?
No, you have to have college eligibility to play in the league.
Okay. So it's not an age thing. It's just the eligibility for college thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So if they graduated and they finished up their careers, that's it. Phased out of this league. But what a great opportunity for the players in those Division III and II levels to get upfront looks at D1 caliber. That's great for them.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's great for all of them, really. You know, it's the league is very good. There are some really good players in the league. You know, it's amazing how, and we've had a lot of good players. You know, last year's players, oh my God, they did so well in school this year. So each year is a new challenge. But individually, the players on the Navs and in the league have done really well overall in college baseball and in professional baseball.
Yeah, and you guys are well underway, if I'm not mistaken. Is it six games in so far?
We're six games in. We've played who else? Maybe Mystic or somebody has played the most. A couple teams have struggled to play games because of the weather or whatever else reason there is. But yeah, we got all our games in, so we're right. You know, we're at the top of the heap with number of games played.
Yeah, and next one on the docket at the time of this call is tomorrow morning at the time of this recording, Wednesday, June 11th, right? 11 a.m. battle?
That's right. Yeah, that's a cool time. Yeah, we played 11. We've done that the last several years. The schools come out, all the elementary or middle schools come out, and there's about 2,000 kids. They come out and watch the game, and it's loud and it's fun, and the players really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So we'll do that tomorrow. Maine comes down and we play them for the first time.
Yeah, you'll be taking on Sanford. Yeah, the scores look pretty competitive so far. What's your overall assessment six games in?
Well, yeah, we're obviously disappointed in the record. We lost another tough one last night. Still trying to figure out the players, learn the players. We have quite a few. We're struggling to hit and score runs, but it's been good. The pitching, I've used a lot of pitching and they've been pretty good. Yeah. The defense is pretty good. And I think individually there are some really good players on the team. There is certainly talent there. We just got to kind of put it together and get it rolling. You know, we got a lot of time left, but it does go fast. So we got to get our act together in a hurry.
Yeah, well, I counted almost like 30 ball games in June alone. I mean, this is a grind. I mean, I know the kids in college, play a lot of baseball, but not like this. I mean, this is like major league kind of schedule.
It is. It's close. And then you throw in the travel. It can be difficult. Even over the weekend, we went down to Holyoke, and there was a delay because of the rain. So we started late, got home late, and then had to turn around and get in the bus and go down to Mystic on Sunday morning, play them at 4 o'clock. Mystic, it was close to a three-hour ride. And then come back and then play last night at home against Danbury. So, you know, you throw in the travel with the schedule of playing every day. It is hard for the players. It's a grind. And that's why I think they really improve the next year in college, because, you know, the guys will really get after it in the summer and work every day and really help them for the following year in school.
Yeah, 100%. So, and I imagine in the recruiting efforts, it's like arms. We need pitchers, man. I mean, that's a lot of innings to eat up.
It is. The roster size is 40. So thank God.
Yeah.
We have a lot. We have a lot of arms, and we used them. We used a lot. We were using 5-6 guys a night. One night, I think it was 7. So we're getting out there, and some of the pitchers, there were 3 or 4 pitchers who had 3 appearances over the course of the week. Say appearances, it was 1 inning. We opened up on Tuesday. Some guys threw Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. I think we had 4 guys throw 3 times during the course of the week, which is a big adjustment for them because they typically used to throw maybe once during their college season.
Yeah.
And then some of the kids were using a freshman. They didn't throw a ton. You know, they had, you know, they probably had 10 appearances, but they played, you know, in 50 games. So it is a big adjustment for the players to get out there 3 times a week or even 2 times a week. They're going to get in shape in a hurry.
Yeah. You've been around a lot of baseball, coach, coming out of Reading. I mean, you coached high school level, college level, Cape Cod League, the prestigious Cape Cod League, you know, highest levels in college. Like, you've just been all over the place. Tell me about the atmosphere, you know, at the Navigators ballpark at Fraser, and what makes it unique and why it's a good take on a summer night on the North Shore.
Well, it is a really good take. You know, it's cool there, too. In Lynn, the nights at Lynn are nice and cool. Last night we played, it was misting all night. I actually kind of enjoyed it. It did get cold later because the mist finally gets you wet. And it was cold. It got down to about 60 degrees, but that's unseasonable. Typically, you know, it's going to be 72, 75 at night. The field is all turf. It's really nice. It's a great venue for the players to play, and it's a great venue for fans to go out and watch because it's such a big stadium. It holds 5,000 people, so you can come in, you can sit right by the field and watch good baseball, and it's very inexpensive, and it's a good brand of baseball. So, you know, I definitely encourage anybody who likes baseball to go watch it. It's a very inexpensive evening.
Yeah.
For good baseball.
Compared to shelling out, you know, multiple hundreds of dollars to watch players who won't play certain positions down the street in Boston, you know, because they don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, the parking's free. Everything's free. There are many nights you can just go walk in and he doesn't even charge, you know. And if he does charge, it's not much at all. And the food's really good. And like I say, the baseball's good. It's turf. Fraser Field's one of the oldest stadiums in the area. We hosted the All-Star game a couple summers ago. So, yeah, it's good. It's a good take for the summer night.
Yeah. And speaking of the North Shore, let's run down real quick. And I understand some of these kids, you might be brand new and may not even have gotten any looks yet. But North Shore-wise, I got Sam Bellevue, UMass, and Wenham. Have you gotten a good look at Sam yet?
I have, you know, he's actually, you know, I followed him in the spring. He was a starter for UMass Minutemen. He's been out of the bullpen twice for us and has done a good job. The first time it was 1 inning. That was on, I believe, opening night. And we came back with him on, let me see, was it Saturday? I thought it was home. Anyway, we came back with him the second time for 2 innings. That was Friday night, yeah. So he went Tuesday, Friday, I believe.
Mm.
He went Tuesday, Friday, 1 inning Tuesday, scoreless. And so, yeah, he throws strikes. He's competitive. And he's going to, you know, from the looks of it, he's going to have a lot of appearances.
And on to Joe Castricini, Peabody and a Longwood University player.
Yeah, he's a returner, and he's done well. You know, I don't want to jinx these guys. He's had two good innings, and he wants to start, and I believe he's got a start coming up. I mean, he did miss last night, but he threw at Mystic on Sunday, two innings, a scoreless baseball. And he's also had two outings. He went two innings on Sunday and then one inning on against Keene, I believe, on Thursday. And he's done well. He's looked good because he went to Longwood. They used him as a starter. He's a little bigger and stronger this summer, more confident. That's really the big difference is confidence. And he's got a pretty good slider, and he's been throwing strikes, and he's done well.
Yeah. Pierce Friedman out of Swampscott, right down the road from Fraser Field, Maine Orono.
Yeah. Yeah. Good arm. Power guy. It's up to 91, 92, maybe even touches some 93. He's been out twice. Had somewhat of a rough outing his first on opening night. And we used him at Mystic Sunday, and he looked good. So he went 1-2-3 with a good slider, good fastball.
And another pitcher, this one moving up to the Merrimack Valley because we have this show too, Merrimack Valley-wise. Ryan Griffin out of North Andover. Looks like he's gotten an appearance or a couple appearances pitching.
Yeah, well, he came late because he was with Northeast and they had such a great year.
Right.
And he's a returner. All the guys you're naming are returners except for Sam. And Ryan is one of the guys right now out of the pen. He'll be a late-inning guy. They say late innings is going to be a 7, 8, 9-inning guy. Most likely, if we have the lead, hold it down. He threw last night. He's already had two appearances. He went two innings his first outing at Holyoke for our first win. And then last night, it was a close game. He came in the ninth and held it down. And he's a hard-throwing, tall right-hander with a good slider, and he's a good pitcher. You know, he struggled a little at Northeastern, but I think he's going to be good. I think next year he's going to be a guy for them.
Yeah, we had a kid from Wenham who used to be an intern with the show, and then he did play-by-play for Northeastern Baseball this spring, and he was telling me there's a lot of good players from the North Shore, Merrimack Valley, on that Northeastern team this year. Very competitive team. I mean, they went, was it Southern Miss that they gave? Old Miss, someone. They gave a heck of a battle in the NCAAs.
Yeah, I think it was Mississippi State. They lost. They ended up losing twice to Mississippi State. They beat Bethune-Cookman, but they won 49 games, and I think they won 27 in a row. Yeah. They had an amazing year. And a lot of those kids, Northeastern, he's had Coach Glavin sends a lot of the Northeastern kids to the New England Collegiate League every summer. So I got to know, you know, game, and they played. We had a couple last year. This year, we just have a couple pitchers, him and Hauser. But the year that Northeastern had was amazing.
Yeah. Next, I'm looking at Manchester's own Kellen Henney, Richmond U.
Yeah, he has had one outing. It was a little bit of a rough start. He's a left-hander. We used him. It was on Friday night, and he's a little down low. He's changed his windup a little bit, so we used him against some left-handers, and they had a couple bleeders off him. And but he's been working, so yeah, it's good to have Kellen on the team.
And only a couple more, and these kids are definitely in the area. Lynn's Anthony Marino, Northern Essex Community College. He's a junior. Any scoop on Anthony yet?
Yeah, he hasn't gotten in there. He's on the roster as a pitcher, so he's got to get in shape to get on the mound. He has not got out there yet, so I don't have much to report on Anthony right now.
No problem. And moving on to one more for the area, and that would be Nahant's Nick Reiser of Bridgewater State.
Yeah, Nick's a competitor. You know, I've had him. He was on the Navigators the first year that we were there coming out of high school, you know, and he started Sunday against Mystic and did okay. You know, he throws a lot of strikes. He has a good changeup, and he mixes up his pitches. He knows how to pitch. He's learned how to pitch over the years. Fastballs up to 88, 89, I believe. He had a really good year at Bridgewater State. And hopefully he'll be in the starting rotation for us this summer.
Nice. Yeah, I was looking at him on the roster as you were speaking, trying to see if I remembered him because I coached in Swampscott Little League from like 2010 to 2017. So Some of those kids, Pierce Freeman, definitely familiar name there. I know he was really good back in the day in Little League. But yeah. Hey, Bob, tell me about your assistants. Who's been on the staff? Is that kind of since you've arrived been with you, or has it kind of changed over the years for you? Your
staff? It's changed. But the one guy we had is Dan, Coach Dan from Arlington. He's been with me. He's been with us the whole the entire time, so he's been great. He develops great relationships with the players. The players really like him, and so he's been there. And then we have Coach Hawk and Coach Connor this summer. For Coach Connor will be the pitching coach, and Coach Hawk is the outfield hitting coach. We don't really specify too much. We just kind of help them out in any way we can, all of us.
Yeah,
help out the players. So so it's a bigger staff this year. But Coach Dan has been there the entire time with me. So he's been a big help.
Yeah. And ultimately, slow start. You guys looking to turn things around quick? Because like you said, it goes by fast. But what does it take to get into the postseason? How many teams are there and how many make it?
Well, hey, good question. You know, because it's changed. Mm-hmm. It's changed each year, because as I told you with the divisions last year. So I think this year it's going to be the six best records. You know, to be quite honest with you, I haven't bared down on the format this year. I've been trying to get us ready to be competitive in the league and start to win some games. So, like I say, it's changed a little bit. So we're in North-South this year. So I think it's going to be top four teams in each division, but I certainly could be corrected on that.
Yeah, no problem. You're just worried about night to night.
I am, to be honest with you. Yes.
And at the end of the season, they'll tell you if you made it or not.
Yeah. You know, like I say, we're still trying to figure out the players right now. So that's the least of my worries right now. We're just trying to get a little bit more competitive and get in the mix with all the other teams, and then we can start discussing the playoffs.
All right. Well, following the North Shore Navigators, Fraser Field and Lynn, a great take. You've got upcoming games. This airs Thursday morning, so the next Fraser Field game after that would be Saturday, June 14th, 5:05. Valley comes to town, and then the next day, 1:35, it looks like Vineyard is coming to town. And then you have another one on Tuesday, June 17th, Newport comes to town. And then you have a pretty grueling road trip. Your first big road trip, it looks like, of the season. They have 5 in a row on the road.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I know, like I say, you know, taking it day to day, I know we have a good stretch starting tomorrow. We go 7 in a row. So we'll need 7 starters. It's tough.
Yeah. Well, Coach Bob Macaluso, I appreciate you coming on the North Shore Sports Desk. We'll stay tuned. We'll get you on in like July or so, see where the boys are at.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night, Coach. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye. Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget, whether it's temporary or permanent. Granny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Granny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Granny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right. Thanks, Coach Bob. North Shore Navigators. Probably have him on later in the season just to get a little flavor of how the Navs are doing in the summer. Looking ahead. So at the time of this recording, we do put the show out Tuesday night. So there are some Wednesday games to get to, but only a couple. Bill Ricker Boys Lacrosse still alive on Wednesday. They were playing Mansfield. In the state semifinals for Division II lacrosse for boys, Westwood and Reading are on the other side. So four great teams, it sounds like, and Bill Ricker certainly one of them. Bill Ricker was your number one seed at 17-1. And so far this tournament, they crushed Tantasqua 19-1. They beat Agawam 21-6. And then they beat Walpole 11-6. And that brought them to the semifinals. The other team that's alive in girls lacrosse would be your Chelmsford Lions got into the semifinals, and they are playing actually on Tuesday night, so just a little behind on deadline there. This just in on Tuesday night, unfortunately. The run has ended for the Chelmsford Girls Lions in a 13-6 loss to Concord Carlisle in the Division I state semifinal. So heck of a run for the Lady Lions. They were the 4 seed and Concord Carlisle was the 1 seed. So 15-4 Chelmsford lost to number 1 Concord Carlisle, came into the dance 18-2. And Concord Carlisle will face the winner of Wellesley and Westford Academy in the Division I state finals. But looking back at the run for Chelmsford, they were the 4 seed. They beat Waltham 20-9. They beat Shrewsbury 16-6. And they beat North Andover, their friends from the Merrimack Valley, 8-6. What a classic. They played that at Simonian Field in Chelmsford. So what a game. What a game that was on June 6th. That got them into the semifinals, where they ran into that buzzsaw of Concord Carlisle, which from their record, I mean, they've been 23-10 over Arlington, 16-3 over Fian, 13-3 over Central. So Concord Carlisle, the Merrimack Valley killer, in the Elite Eight beating Central and the state semifinals beating Chelmsford. So it's Bill Ricker or bust for the final season of school academics on the Merrimack Valley. Fun stuff. Before you know it, we'll call this a show, and then we'll blink, and we'll be doing football previews and fall sports stuff. So looking forward to that. But for now, we're sticking around. We'll see how Bill Ricker does, maybe get them on the show and go from there. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'm Moynihan Lumber, great sponsor for the show. And we thank our guest, the coach of the North Shore Navigators, and we'll see you next week. We're here every Thursday morning. We won't leave you. Thank you.